Are you ready? Take a couple of breaths. Settle into your seat. Become aware of your body for a moment, where you are. There's a lot of people in the room. You can hear the floor, you can hear the chairs, you can hear people breathing, you can hear the air is on. And now very consciously shift your attention to the body. And we're only playing, and there's nothing for you to do but listen to my voice and play along. There's nothing for you to really accomplish except listening to my voice and relaxing. And imagining now the very beginning of your torso. Imagining however it is that you picture your root chakra, whether it's a disc or a flower, a sensation, a circle, any way you want to picture the red, and just get that baby spinning. Maybe you can see like a red disc and you're going to give it a good turn like you would a merry-go-round. Whatever works for you, really get that baby spinning, and it doesn't matter what direction you pick. Get that red spinning and spinning. And this is inside of you. You're pretending that this is deeper than the body. Yeah, move up just a little bit. Go for the yellow. Give that baby a good spin. Is it a flower opening? How do you get it going? Just imagining, playing. Oh, sorry, that's in the orange. I spoke too soon in yellow. Get that spinning. Get it spinning. And then now when you come to your solar plexus, I want you to play with me here and imagine like a little sun. I don't know, what is it, about 4 inches in diameter? Nice round sun. Just notice that it's spinning too. You're very aware that this is more of a globe shape, very definitely round. Now come into the heart and the green, and again, see whatever your normal meditative practice leads you to, a disc, a lotus, an opening. It's right in the center of the chest, in the sternum, spinning, beautiful green. In the throat, within the throat, feel the spinning sensation opening that throat chakra. And you don't even have to focus on color if that's more challenging for you. Some you can even go for the sensation. Spinning, spinning. And the third eye behind the forehead, a sense of energy there spinning. Does it fill your whole skull, or is it more to the front of your forehead? Does it extend out of your forehead? Whatever you're perceiving is exactly right. Just playing, just imagining, just making it up. Now this time, actually feel like the scalp, like the top of your head. Imagine that there's energy there spinning and opening, like your scalp could actually feel it. Now bring your attention with me back into the solar plexus, where we pictured like a small sun. And in awareness, listening to my voice, that all of your chakras are now activated and spinning through your intent and the intent of the group. Imagine now the solar plexus that you've envisioned as a sun is expanding and getting larger and larger and larger until it's larger than you and it's encasing all of your chakras. And I ask you to extend this out even bigger now, so that this is at least anywhere between 6 and 10 feet above you and around you, below your feet, above your head, around your body. This solar plexus chakra now is actually encasing all of your energy systems. And it's all right, even if you don't sense it spinning as much as it's encasing you. And I ask you to imagine now the warmth of sunlight, or maybe the intensity of a beautiful sunny yellow. It's just a joyous color, yellow, the prettiest yellow you've ever seen. And the warmth of it, loving you, supporting you, unifying all your energy centers into one cohesive whole in protection of you, in a perfect divine expression of you. And even in this knowing, I ask you to playfully imagine with me now that this beautiful yellow, this energy field around you, this big unifying bubble around you, imagine it dissipating like you're bumping bubbles with all of us. And all this energy is blending, spreading out through the world. And playfully imagine in your mind now that you're shifting perspectives and suddenly you see light. It's like flipping a switch. Beautiful little yellow lights going on all over the world. And maybe it's even bigger than that. Maybe it's like sparkling stars in the sky. All points of light turning on. And really feel the power of all the energy systems lighting up together. And that truly, no matter how unified your field is, you are connected to all good things. You are connected to the highest light and probability and possibility for goodness, for life. And on your next breath, I want you to playfully imagine that you could inhale this power into your physical body. Not just your energy fields, but the greater energy field that we're all a part of. Just breathe it right in. And I'm suggesting to you that every cell in your body will resonate. That all your muscles and systems and organs are receiving this energy. And just take a few really deep breaths to integrate that into your body. Knowing that just as we share the air, we share good, powerful energy too. And when you're ready, just gently come back into the room, back into your body, back into the chair, into the space, into your consciousness.